Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, Podbean, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Listener shout out this episode goes to Leia. She has been listening to this show since the very beginning and hasn't missed a single episode. She also wears her official Gilded Garbage Can t-shirt regularly. I do appreciate the advertising. Thank you for listening, Leia. Speaking of official Gilded Garbage Can t-shirts, take a minute and check out the Gilded Garbage Can store, where you'll find merchandise from the previously mentioned t-shirt to notepads, wall clocks, post-it notes, and even treasure boxes. Yes, you heard it, treasure boxes. We've also added a GGC-branded mask. Wear a mask, stop the spread, and show your love for this program. Now that's a win, win, win. Get your stuff today. Visit Zazzle.com and search for Gilded Garbage Can. Happy Labor Day, one and all. According to the Department of Labor, Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. For me, Labor Day is an opportunity to not work on a Monday and contemplate how our corporate overlords wish they never had to give any worker any time off at all. Speaking of overlords, as Election Day approaches, and no, I'm not getting into a national discussion here, let's remember that we in SF have a chance to send those county supervisors who aren't doing a good job packing. Wait, that would be all of them. I cannot think of one supervisor in recent San Francisco history who has brought his or her or anyone's vision to life. In fact, I cannot think of one who has ever even articulated a vision, period. You see, when it comes to San Francisco politics, despite the assertion that supervisors are nonpartisan, they actually do fall into one or more distinct parties of sorts, and those party affiliations get us a variety of outcomes. Let's examine. The first party is the NIMBYs, that ever-present San Francisco philosophy that's reigned since the days of the city's founding and has never really evolved or disappeared. A favorite campaign slogan of the NIMBY party is, "Preserving the charm that is San Francisco." Most of their non-accomplishments revolve around helping people that are less fortunate than they are. For example, if you ever try to build a homeless shelter in their district, they will throw a tantrum. If you ever propose building high-density housing in their area, they will come undone. NIMBYs love to tell you they know a so-and-so or a such-and-such. They say things like, "No one cares about homeless more than me," or "Some of my best friends are poor." Those statements are always followed by a but. NIMBYs are everywhere in City Hall. Don't vote for NIMBYs. Our next party is called the Do-Nothings. This party is all about kicking the can down the road. They never want to take a stand, so they are big fans of ballot measures. They say things like, "This is too important not to be voted on by the people in the city." The Do-Nothings are in it for the paycheck and the occasional interview opportunity. They love social media, as most people who purport to be populist do. They're usually looking around on Instagram when they should be working. Don't support Do-Nothings. The next party is the Munificent Party. These are the supervisors who love to spend money on things just because they can. This very podcast discusses these projects from time to time. Munificents are fans of roundabouts, moving bus stops every 6 months, and painting curbs just because there was a sale on tow-away red at the hardware store. These are the people who claim to get a lot done because they seem to be working, though in reality they are simply wasting money on silly, unneeded things. Don't give munificence your vote. Next up, we have the Denier Party. Deniers are those supervisors who take walks in their own districts and fail to see any of the strife, filth, and or abandoned storefronts therein. They don't drive, so they never feel potholes or must hunt for parking. They don't ride the bus, so they have no idea how bad that is either. They probably don't shop or eat in their own district, which is why they don't see what's happening there. Deniers spend most of their time inside City Hall or just outside on the steps, granting interviews to any news outlet that will talk to them. Be sure to deny votes to the deniers. Next, we have the old guard. These are folks who love to remind us that they come from a long line of city politicians. Many of them own restaurants. None of them pay their help. They never have any ideas of their own, but they can recite from memory every idea that their ancestors brought to city politics. They usually start their sentences with, "I remember when." Help the old guard remember what it feels like to lose. Finally, we have the dream party. Those who believe that unicorns will pop out of the sewers and cure all the city's woes if only we could ban cars and develop more apps. They think that if you just code and then add more bike lanes in San Francisco, then talk about it on Slack, the city will transform itself into Copenhagen. Members of the Dream Party like to brunch on avocado toast and talk about how much they pay in rent for their studio apartment that overlooks utter misery. But hey, I can't think of a place I'd rather be in than San Francisco. Save your vote for people who are awake and don't vote for a dreamer. What do you think about city politics, the inept Board of Supervisors, and or the general state of the city? Leave a comment at gildedgarbagecan.com. Also, check us out on Instagram, search for and follow Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, for those images that are worth a thousand words. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time. We'll be right back.